TikTok got banned in the US. 7 million business owners in the United States faced an existential crisis overnight. Just imagine losing your entire business, your entire income, everything gone in a single moment. What would you do? Panic? Or do you have a plan B? Today, I'll show you how to stay in control in an unpredictable world and how the locus of control can change your life. Hi, I'm Annie. With me, you won't just discover your purpose, you'll learn how to live it fully. If you're watching this video, chances are high that you're from the US or from Canada, and maybe you experienced the TikTok ban. Maybe it didn't affect you directly, but maybe you just witnessed the chaos, the tears, and the uncertainty firsthand. The shock ran deep, much like during the global lockdowns. Think about moments in your life when external events massively impacted you. Relationships falling apart, losing loved ones, losing jobs, plans failing. Life is full of uncertainties, but there are some people who seem to ride these waves with grace, staying steady even when things get rough. What's the difference between those who break under pressure and those who thrive in uncertainty? It's actually the locus of control. Strengthening it helps you stay grounded, even when the world feels completely chaotic. What is the locus of control? The locus of control is essentially the center of control in your life. It's about knowing where you have the power to take charge, no matter what happens around you. When you strengthen your locus of control, you shift your focus to what you can influence instead of being overwhelmed by external factors. Here's what it does for you. Your health. You stress less, you feel calmer, and you become more resilient. Your relationships change. You stop trying to change others and become supportive instead of critical. Your career, you learn to adapt and stay flexible instead of clinging to rigid plans. Your whole life changes because you take full responsibility, inspiring others to do the same. So let me share a story with you. When I moved from Germany to Canada, I lost my Instagram account with 4,200 followers, a big number for me back then, just like that. Posting from a new country confused the algorithm and my account got shut down. Years of work, trust, and reach vanished overnight. I was devastated. But after the initial shock, I asked myself, what can I do now? And instead of seeing myself as a victim, I built a new strategy across multiple platforms, more independent and more resilient. Today, I not only have those 4,200 followers back on Instagram, but I'm also a stronger multi-platform system that makes me more flexible than ever. So, how to stay calm when the world around you changes? My tip number one for you is accept what you can't control. Why don't you write down what's outside of your influence, like, for example, other people's decisions or global events? Let go of this. This is so liberating. My tip number two for you is focus on what you can control. Ask yourself what's within my power. And it could be small things like your daily routines, your reactions, or your habits. And this can make a big, big difference. My tip number three is build small, steady routines. Resilience comes from consistency. Whether it's a 5-minute morning meditation or an evening ritual, these habits can create stability in your life. My tip number four for you is stay open for new opportunities. When one door closes, another opens. Look for the gifts in unexpected changes. Tip number 5 is surround yourself with positive people. A supportive community provides strength and inspiration. Seek out those who lift you up and help you focus on the good. Resilience in action. I give you a real life example. A friend of mine faced a similar crisis during the global lockdown. A family owned 2 hotels in Mallorca, Spain, and suddenly they lost everything. And instead of giving up, she asked herself repeatedly, "What can I control?" She focused on her passions and she started a brand creating spiritual jewelry. Today, she crafts beautiful pieces and inspires others through her story. I link her Instagram account below. Check it out. So what did we talk about? What should you take away from this video? Change in your life is inevitable, but you have the power to decide how you respond to it. Your locus of control is your key to staying calm and empowered no matter what happens. You can always control your thoughts. You can always control your feelings and even more your actions. What you can't control is external events like other people, the opinion of other people, politics, economy, social media platforms. What do you do now? Accept and let go of what you can change, including other people. Focus on your thoughts, on your feelings, on your actions. Establish these little routines that support you, like gratitude or meditation or morning rituals. Stay open. New possibilities are out there, and find your supportive, loving community. What not to do? With all this information, don't get lost in things you can change. Don't expect perfection. Resilience is a journey. It's not a goal. It's a journey, and it's a beautiful journey. Try it out. And if you made it so far, I want to thank you for being here, because your commitment to yourself and your life makes a difference. Your love is changing the world, and it starts with your own little world, and then it's radiating outward. You are so brave and you're strong, and I love to be here for you. So let me know in the comments, where do you feel you're losing control, and how can you take it back? If you enjoyed this video, please like it or share it with someone who could benefit from it. Let's make it different together. Love from soul to soul, Annie.